Do you, when you look at the tape, do they look like the number one defense
yes.
in the league?
Yes, they detail. They look like they focus. Look like they're a hungry defense out there. But I match our talent with their talent any day. I always say to myself, it's not about my opponent. It's about us, how we prepare, how we come out here and prepare for those guys. It's a war every Sunday. And those guys, they grown men. But we grown men, too. And we bleed all the same color. So feel nothing.
I mean, the NFC South is kind of, you know, 8-8 might win the thing. I mean, do you guys feel like you're out of it yet, or that, you know, you've got a chance to run the table and
yeah,
stay in this?
I think so, and I truly believe that we still have the opportunity to come back and run the table. We just gotta believe in it, and we gotta own it. Whatever we want, we just gotta own on to it, and I think anything is possible.
Yeah. In terms of actually just walk through and all that and trying to analyze weaknesses in the in Lions, what do you see that you actually can take advantage of them and actually make things work on Sunday?
Like I said, they good. They're great defense. I mean, they getting paid for a reason. There's no weaknesses on their defense. There's no weaknesses. The difference between a team that's winning and a team that's losing is this much, I think, in the NFL. Literally, I think it's this much because it's the more attention to detail, the guys that want it the most. But I really feel like there's no weaknesses in the NFL on no team, period.
Yeah, I'm just coming into this cold myself here. I'm just surprised to hear a lot of fans saying, you know, coaches got to be fired and all this stuff because things aren't working. I mean, I'm a Seahawks fan. I remember the Falcons 2 years ago, NFC Championship. You know, it seems like, you know, just because it ain't working out right now, are people too impatient for success in such a balanced league?
Yes, I mean, I think that's one reason what's wrong with our culture some days now, and why a lot of guys not successful and a lot of women not successful, because they get aggravated with the process. It's a process, man. You're gonna lose, you're gonna win, but in order to be a winner, you gotta lose, you gotta take losses, you gotta fall, you just gotta get back up. And some people don't understand that, and we not sorry. Our coach is not doing a bad job. They actually doing a good job, but it may be a little bit of details that we may not be coming through with, and that's causing us to lose. And the fans, you got diehard fans who really love us, and they just frustrated right now.